All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
Ladies, you can come in my restaurant and eat my food, but don't stand up and start shaking your butt because you enjoy my food that much. That's basically what this gentleman who owns a restaurant in Dallas is saying, because he owns a place called True Kitchen and Cocktails. Kevin Kelly's his name. And he was shouting at customers for getting up and twerking inside of his restaurant. He didn't like it. People were giving him a hard time. Oh, by the way, he's black, and he was yelling specifically at black women for twerking.
Yeah, well.
And he spoke about it.
I invested a lot of money into buying this building, into developing this concept, so black people can have somewhere nice to go to, okay? And so all this twerking and shit, take it to Prime, take it to Pink, don't bring it here because we're a restaurant.
Don't bring it here.
Number one.
Yeah.
Number one. Why are the people all up on top of each other during a pandemic?
It's Dallas,
well,
Pebbles.
It's Texas. Like, there's your answer.
Texas is their own country.
Everything goes in Texas. I have a friend who lives in Dallas, and there's no such thing as masks down there. They try to enforce, but nobody cares.
Yeah, I got buddies who live in Texas, too, and I'm always like, I kind of want to move there. It's you do whatever the hell
they're
you want.
They're their own government. Yeah, they don't care what anybody else does.
But anyway, so he's mad Pebbles because he wants it to be more of a classy restaurant type of thing, and he thinks that it's taking away.
First of all, it didn't look like a class. I mean, I briefly looked at it, and it didn't look like it was a super classy place.
How you gonna insult my boy Kevin Kelly of True Kitchen Cocktails?
So wait a minute. Were people like walking in
right,
just
right.
twerking?
That's
like,
what I don't get.
And I heard he was playing like music that you would twerk to.
Yeah.
So well,
he's trying to give the people what they want, but he doesn't like it that they're having a good time in his room.
75% of my customers are ladies, and I'm on men to show respect for themselves for how they carry themselves here. So how can I tell the men to respect themselves? And you guys are twerking on glass here. If you want to do it, get the out my restaurant, because I did it for our people and I did it for our culture. So don't do it. Now, don't do it again. I don't want to hear it. If you don't like it, get out, because I don't need your money.
So men can't respect themselves if women are twerking?
Right.
Like, what? So,
you're good.
Like, why is he singling out women? I don't understand why.
Because it's women twerking in the restaurant. He wants it to be a classy place. Why can't you understand that?
And I heard
that
there was one person.
Three, not one, not two.
Throw that ass in a circle.
But three women. I think he was, I don't even know if he was really necessarily mad at the twerk. Hey, you know what? Sometimes the people tell you what they want that's going to bring in more people. Who knows? Hey. Maybe that's what's going to work and bring in more people. I think he was mostly mad because it's a brand new restaurant and they were standing on his furniture. And he's probably like, yo, come on, man.
Listen.
Dragging in dirt on my chairs and whatnot.
He said he didn't want your money if you were going to, so you know what? Then women need to just not go there. Just don't go.
I get his point.
He doesn't
point.
Want your money.
I get what he's saying, but at the same time, it's like, listen, man, if that's what the people going in, if that's what's bringing the people in, and we all know the rule, women win. Trust me.
That's
there
right.
are, trust me. There are no guys that are going to say, is women twerking in that restaurant. Let's go somewhere else. No.
All right, check it out. It's Ramiro and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR281332.